It's 117 here on Giant 90.9. And that can only mean one thing. Your host, Jackson White, is alongside Owen Pulley live here in HD1 Studios. And it's time for the Sports Spotlight!
Live intro edition.
As I have the John Easter fireworks coming in today, as he's not with us on the show today.
So yes, he is doing marathon work, and the WBDG 56 marathon is tomorrow.
'Twas the night before the marathon, and all through the house.
So all day tomorrow, starting at 8 a.m. all the way to midnight Eastern Standard Time, and then Sunday, 8 a.m. to midnight as well.
Saturday.
Yeah, there you go. Saturday and Sunday, both 8 a.m. to midnight, the WBDG 56 Marathon is going to be happening. We're going to play music all through the eras of WBDG, starting in the 60s at 8 a.m., going all the way, obviously, to where we're at now.
Where are we at now?
I don't know. 2000s and 22s.
1999.
Yeah. But 8 o'clock to midnight in the marathon, we'll have music that is just, you can call in and pick any era. But until then, it's going to be era special. So if, let's say, you call in and request a song all day during the marathon, song requests will be open. And, of course, the big thing with the marathon, prizes will be given away every hour of the marathon, and there is some good prizes to be revealed. I'm not going to get any hints out there, but let's just say there is there's a good one. There's lots of good ones, lots of money going out in prizes.
Wait, that one. You know what I'm talking about? You know,
yeah.
We can't say it on air, so.
Yeah, but let's just tomorrow it will be announced, and
yeah, I said it, but then it got automatically mumbled over, censored over on air.
So I guess you're going to have to tune in tomorrow,
yeah,
and find out what that will be. But prizes every hour, so it's going to be a big one. WBDG 56 Marathon tomorrow starting at 8 a.m. But this is the Sports Spotlight, and I'm your host, Jackson White, here with Owen Pulley, the one and only. And it's Thursday, May 5th.
Cinco de Mayo,
yeah. May the 4th be with you as yesterday.
Today's Revenge of the 5th.
Revenge of the 5th, yes. So, yeah. May 5th is an interesting time in sports, as not too much is going on, but things are going on. But we're going to start out with a little bit NFL, as we talked about. The NFL draft was a couple days ago. Last weekend, we did give our NFL a draft, kind of a reaction to it. But now, I think it's time for a little bit of way too early division standing predictions. I know, obviously, we're not going to do all the schedule yet because we had that hasn't been released. When it comes out, though, we will be doing a schedule
what we did last
prediction.
Year.
Yeah, we did that late in the year, but we're going to do a way early schedule prediction, but that hasn't released yet. So now we're going to do divisions. Who we think is going to be top to bottom in the division of every single division in the NFL. Way too early. Obviously, there's still a bunch to happen in the league. There's still free agents to be signed. There's still players to re-sign.
There's still 3-4 months until the season starts.
And, I mean, we don't even know what teams are going to be really looking like. But this is an early prediction. So whenever we are drastically wrong, you can quote us next year.
Or when we're drastically right.
Yeah, whenever we get every single thing right. So, yeah, I mean, here we go. So the NFL season is going to be underway, and I would say T-minus
3 months, 3.5 months?
Yeah, more than that. Like T-minus 190 days, I think. It's a long time. A long time of no football, but when we get there, it'll be so nice to finally have some NFL football back. But let's just start it off with the AFC, the American Football Conference. And I would say the most stacked conference in recent memory. The AFC is basically stacked. You could say 1 through 11. In the top teams of the league last season. So we're going to start with the AFC East, a division that holds the Buffalo Bills, the New England Patriots, the Miami Dolphins, and the New York Jets. And Owen, out of those four teams, who do you think will win that division?
I think the Bills will win that division. I think they'll come out on top and end up taking the division over the Patriots in second place.
So that's how it went last year. Last year went Bills, Patriots, Dolphins, Jets. But
I think it'll go like that this year.
We'll see. But lots of teams, lots of different things have happened. Obviously, the Bills have signed Von Miller, reigning defending Super Bowl champion last year with the Rams, formerly of the Denver Broncos. The New England Patriots have kind of sat back and done nothing, really, this offseason. I think
they drafted a guy way too early. I know that.
They drafted an offensive guard at 29. It was projected to go in the 3rd to 4th round. That was kind of an interesting thing there. Miami, obviously getting Tyreek Hill, getting a new head coach as well over there, former San Fran's offense coordinator. I mean, they're making moves over there in Miami. And the Jets, I mean, on paper, have one of the best drafts in recent memory. So this division, a division that kind of bounced around, I think I'm going to go Buffalo 1. And then 2, I'm going to go Miami.
I think the Dolphins. Miami too? I think Miami could do it, but
New England, obviously,
it just seems like the Patriots always have a way to win.
Yeah, I'm going to say Miami right now because I think Miami on paper is the better team. New England really didn't do anything but lose people.
Right.
So we will see, obviously, New England great at really throwing it together. But I'm going to say the Patriots are going to be the 3, and I don't think the Jets are ready yet. I think they're going to be the 4 and the bottom dweller of that division,
They did have a decent draft.
They had a good draft, but yeah. I still don't think they're ready to go compete for a division championship or even near it. But now going to the AFC North, probably the most competitive division in football, you could say. One of them. And last year it was won by the Cincinnati Bengals, a team that went on to the Super Bowl to lose to, obviously, the eventual champions, the Rams. And then it includes the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Cleveland Browns with new quarterback Deshaun Watson, and the Baltimore Ravens. A stacked division, Owen. 1 through 4, where you rank them?
I think it's a division that can go really any way. I think the Bengals are the obvious favorite in the first place division spot there. But I think another team that could be there, maybe possibly with their new team, the Steelers could be up there. But I think I got to give it to Cincinnati at 1. Probably the Steelers at 2, maybe the Ravens, and then Browns in 4.
Oh, the Browns at 4 after getting Deshaun Watson?
Yeah.
Who knows if he's going to play
next
season as well? Because, I mean, could he get suspended? We will see. But, yeah, I think right now the clear confront favorite has to be the Bengals. But the Bengals really give off a vibe to me that they're a team that got hot at the right time.
Yeah.
And they're not as good as they showed last season. And we've seen that. We've seen teams get super hot in the playoffs, go on a run, make it to the Super Bowl next year. They come back. They don't even make it. You know, I mean, it's not, I mean, they don't even go on a run. They probably make the playoffs. But this Bengals team, they got better. They improved their offensive line. I think they're going to be a team that will be on top of that division. And then 2 is kind of a hard thing for me because, obviously, the Steelers, they got better. I think they're better now at the quarterback position than they were last year. They still made the playoffs somehow. The Cleveland Browns, a team that, obviously, Baker Mayfield was hurt all last season. They were banged up all year. Deshaun Watson now going to be the guy. We'll see. Baker Mayfield still in the fold to see what's going to happen to him. And then the Baltimore Ravens were probably, I mean, they were the number one seed in the AFC for a good amount of time last season. And then Lamar Jackson goes down and gets injured, and they fall off a cliff. They lose 5 straight to end the round out the year. So this division could go any way. I think I'm going to go Baltimore too. I think Baltimore and Cincinnati both make the playoffs. And in all reality, I'm going to say Cleveland does as well. I think this division will have 3 playoff teams. And then 4, I'm going to give it to Pittsburgh. I think they're going to take a little bit of a step back, kind of go in a rebuilding year, maybe. Mike Tomlin, though, he's never gone under 500 in his career as a coach as a Steelers. So that's something to keep an eye on. But Kenny Pickett in the fold, obviously, as we know. Mitchell Trubisky, Money Mitch, as they call him. He's
the
another
Nickelodeon MVP. Or Nickelodeon MVP. Valuable Player, the MVP.
MVP, yeah. So this division's going to be probably the most to watch. We'll see. Pittsburgh obviously probably should have had the defensive player of the year in TJ Watt.
I mean, they did just get George Pickens, so.
Yeah, so a good receiver. His draft stance as he got drafted looking at the TV was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Do you see that video?
I don't think so, but
he was like standing there kind of like a young boy.
Oh, yeah. I did see that with like the jeans. And
yeah, that was funny. But this one, it's going to be interesting. I think this is going to have 3 playoff teams. In all reality, it could have 4. We will see what happens, but long time out. Now going to the AFC South, probably the worst division in football, I would have to be honest. The Indianapolis Colts, our home team, our favorite team, is in this division. So let's look at it. Last season, the Tennessee Titans finished 12-5, finished first in the AFC. The Colts, obviously 9-8, got on an extreme hot streak towards the end of the year and then fell off a cliff the final 2 weeks to miss the playoffs. The Houston Texans won 4 games last season, and then the Jacksonville Jaguars, we know what they did. And they beat the Colts in Clown Town. So this
Clown
division,
Town.
I think it's obvious the clear favorite right now it has to be the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts improved at every position they had to. They had to get another receiver in the draft. They did so. They had to get a left tackle in the draft. They did so. You had to get a tight end in the draft. They did that.
They had to get a quarterback in the offseason. They did that.
Yeah, they traded away Carson Wentz for practically free. They got picks back for him, and they got Matt Ryan, you could say, for a flip of Carson Wentz and picks.
And I believe, didn't they cut his salary too?
Yeah, so they do not have to pay Carson Wentz, and they only had to pay like half of Matt Ryan.
Yeah, and so it was like only, it was pretty good picks that they lost because of Wentz, but in the long run,
I think it'll be all right. Yeah, obviously, they improved statistically and offensively some. They obviously, I would think, T.Y. Hilton, hopefully, will be back next season. Defensively, they've improved when it comes to Ngakoue coming off the edge with the trade with the Raiders. They obviously signed Stephon Gilmore, former Defensive Player of the Year of the year 2019. They improved in the safety department as well with Rodney McLeod coming over from Philadelphia. Super Bowl winning safety over there for the Eagles whenever they won with Reich as the offense coordinator. And, I think this team got better. They really did. They drafted a really good safety in Nick Cross, a guy in the third round who's probably going to come in and probably see some special teams sometime, kind of take over that Odom role for the Colts as he went out to San Fran.
So I know this is a little off topic, but I just remember him. I mean, he was decent last year, pretty solid backup role, kind of. But Isaac Rochelle, how do you feel about him? I just know him being on TikTok and everything, posting in Cleveland now. How do you feel about him being gone?
I follow him on TikTok. He's kind of funny, his wife and him, but not really. Okay, he didn't really do anything. He didn't record a sack. He only recorded 7 tackles last season, so he did not do anything.
You don't think it did anything?
Not a single thing. I wish
him his best travels in Cleveland.
Yeah, his TikToks are still funny, though.
He is pretty funny. His wife's funny, too.
Uh-huh, so. Yeah, I'll still follow him on TikTok, but I don't think it's going to... There's a reason the Colts did not re-sign him, let's just put it that way.
That is true.
But yeah, the Colts, Darius Leonard, hopefully going to be 100% healthy this season. He kind of came out yesterday and said he was falling out of the love of football, and I've heard that before, and that got me scared. But I don't think he's going to retire anytime soon. I think he's back into it. He's happy and excited for the season. So the Colts, I think, are your obvious favorite with Matt Ryan at the helm, Jim Irsay running the strings, and a new defensive coordinator as well for the Colts. Different defense, a cover 3 instead of a cover 2. And not a bend-don't-break anymore. They're going to be attacking. They're going to be aggressive. Obviously, they're probably going to give up a little bit more points at times. But when it comes down to it, they might be able to make the big play, which the Colts could not do last season. The two, I'm still going to have to give it to the Tennessee Titans. They got worse as the season went, as the offseason went along. They didn't really do anything to improve their team when they lost A.J. Brown. The Titans are a team that I'm still going to give the two at, but I think they got, they're kind of having some drama right now with Willis and Tannehill. Tannehill, quarterback, who had the same amount of turnovers as touchdowns last season, practically.
Jameis Winston?
But, I mean, he did not play well last season, let's put it that way, statistically. Obviously, King Henry still in the fold. I think Tennessee has a chance to win this division. They've done it the last couple of years, but I think this is the Colts' division to lose. And we'll see how when the season progresses. But obviously, the three I'm going to give it to, the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think they've improved a little bit in free agency. I know they overspent, but they did get some good players. They had a good draft as well. Number one pick kind of questions me a little bit. I would have went Hutchinson. But, I'm going to say the Jags. And then four, I'm going to give it to the Houston Texans because I still think they're in major rebuild mode. Owen, give me your four.
Well, I said last year I think that the Texans are going to have more wins than the Colts. I was obviously wrong about that, and I'm not going to be wrong 2 years in a row. With that, I think the Colts are going to win the division. I think the Titans are going to go second place. I do think that it's going to be kind of a fight for the worst in that division there. Texans could get the 4. Jaguars can get the 4 too, but it's going to be there. But it'll be pretty close. But I do think the Titans, or why do I keep saying the Titans? The Texans are the worst team, and I think that the Jaguars have been kind of rebuilding a little bit better than the Texans right now, and I think that they'll be in third place, the Jaguars.
All right, and we're also going to another loaded. Actually, I said the AFC North was the loaded division. I was wrong.
I thought you were talking about the West.
No, I'm talking about the West now. Thinking last season.
You said loaded, I thought you were talking about the West.
Yeah, I was not ready for this one. AFC West.
Russell Wilson.
This division is absolutely stacked to the brim. I mean, this division is loaded. Kansas City obviously winning it last season, 12-5. The Raiders finishing second. The Chargers third. And the Broncos finishing fourth. Owen, give me your 4.
I think that the Chiefs are going to win the division again, but it'll be really close. I think the Broncos could take second place with Russell Wilson now leading the charge with the Broncos. The Chargers could be another third place team. The Raiders looking really good, though. They could be third. It's really anyone's game. But I do think that the Chiefs are going to pull it out in the end.
So the Kansas City Chiefs?
Mm-hmm.
I have to go on an edge or whatever. I'm going to say the Chargers. I think the Chargers are going to win this division next year. Do I full-heartedly think that? No. But I'm gonna go a little bit off topic. I'm going to say the Chargers are going to win this division. Justin Herbert's going to be coming into year 3. And I'm ready for year 3, Justin Herbert. Another year with their head coach. They got better offensively and defensively. They improved their offensive line. Let's go Chargers. How about them Chargers? I'm going to say the Chargers are going to win this division. I'm going to say the Chiefs are going to finish second. I do think the Chiefs will still make the playoffs. In all reality, all of these teams can make the playoffs. The Colts have to win the division if they want to make it, though. Let's just put it out there. You have to win the South because, no, there's not two AFC South teams going to make the playoffs.
Think only one team from the AFC North is going to make the – or two, maybe two teams from the AFC North, one from the AFC East.
AFC East one. I think Buffalo. Two from the North, probably Cincinnati and a mix of Baltimore, Cleveland, Pittsburgh. I think two is going to make it from – I think three is going to make it from the West.
I think two are going to. If that logic only. Oh wait, no, it's 7. Never mind. I was wrong.
Yeah, it's not 6. I forgot. So 7. I think either Kansas City, Vegas, Chargers, or the Broncos are all. I mean, 3 of the 4 are going to make it. It's just going to be who's the odd man out, and I'm going to say it's going to be the Raiders. I know they improved. They got Tay Adams, Devontae Adams, but I think Denver is better now.
Rock Yassin.
They got him too, but he's not really anything.
I mean, with this streak, he'll have a really good year. He typically has a good year than a bad year.
And yeah, I mean,
he's just kind of streaky.
But I'm gonna say the Raiders are gonna miss out. I think the Broncos have a really good team now with Russell Wilson. They've had a good team, and now they just got even better with a stable franchise quarterback. But now moving to the NFC, and we have the NFC East, and this is a division that is always fun. The Dallas Cowboys are the team that won it last year. The Eagles made the playoffs, and then Washington, when now Carson Wentz, and the Giants. I'm going to say Dallas stays at 1. They didn't really approve, but they didn't really lose anything besides Amari Cooper. I'm going to say Philadelphia is going to be the 2. I do not think they will make the playoffs. Washington and then the Giants. I think one team will make the playoffs out of this division.
I think that I don't know. I think it could be really anybody's game here for number 1, but like you said, only one team. I think the Cowboys are going to win. I do want to go out on a limb here and kind of think outside the box and say it right now. I could be extremely right or extremely wrong, and I think the Giants could finish second.
The Giants.
I'm going out on a limb and saying the Giants are going to finish second. The Eagles in third and the Commanders in fourth.
So you don't think Carson Wentz is going to do it for the Commanders?
I mean, he didn't do it in Indianapolis that much.
True.
So.
And the Commanders are far worse than the Colts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can agree with you. I'd agree with that. Besides the Giants, I think they're still going to be the bottom.
Like I said, I don't know. They could be,
I think it's going to go the same it went this year besides Philly missing the playoffs different this time. I think it's going to go Dallas, Philly, Washington, Giants. maybe I'm wrong. We'll see. The NFC North, I think two teams will make it in from this division. I think Green Bay is still going to be a really good regular season team.
Yeah.
I think Minnesota is also going to get in.
Minnesota, the AFC North or NFC North typically has two teams that make the playoffs every year, six teams or seven teams in the playoff bracket. I just think that they typically go with that, and it's typically Green Bay and Minnesota, or Green Bay and Chicago, but as of late, it's been Minnesota.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be Minnesota again. I think they had a kind of an off year last year. So I'll say the Vikings and the Packers. I think Chicago finishes third, and I think then Detroit. Detroit, they got Hutchinson, but I still think they're a quarterback.
Detroit's going to Detroit.
Detroit's going to Detroit. Now let's go to the NFC South. And this is a division that could have two people make the playoffs, maybe one. We'll see. I'm going to say Tampa Bay is going to make it.
Tampa Bay is going to win the division.
And then you have the Saints, Atlanta, and Carolina, and I think they're all going to be battling for the second. I don't think they're going to have another playoff spot.
I think Atlanta's going to go second. New Orleans third.
Atlanta's going to go second.
They could
I think Atlanta's. I think Atlanta wants to be terrible this year.
I don't know.
So they can get a good quarterback next year.
I don't know. They could go second or third.
I think Atlanta's going to be last. I'm going to say the Saints, so? Panthers, Falcons. Yeah. Because, I mean, they traded away Matt Ryan, showing they want to tank. I think they want to tank. That's okay. How I feel. And then we're going to go to the best division in the NFC. NFC West, with the defending reigning champions of the LA Rams. Then you have the Arizona Cardinals, the San Francisco 49ers, and the Seattle Seahawks. I think it's going to go just like this.
That's
next
my
year.
Order right there.
I'm going to switch out San Fran and Arizona. I think the Niners, no, I'm going to change my mind. I think it's going to go Rams, Cardinals, Niners, Seattle, the Seahawks. Drew Lock, as of right now, is going to be the quarterback over there in Seattle. I don't trust in Drew Lock. I think Seattle's going to want to tank anyway to get a quarterback. So I'm going to go Rams, Cardinals, Niners. And I think the Rams, Cardinals, and Niners all make the playoffs.
So both West teams getting three teams in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. Both the West and the AFC and the NFC will make the playoffs. But maybe we change our minds whenever we do our schedules.
So that is funny, though, how we predicted it, though, because we had two from the North, three from the West, one from the South, and one from the one from the East.
Yeah, it is kind of funny. But, hey, there we go.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's – and whenever – I think it's May 13th is whenever the schedule releases, so – whenever that happens, we will talk about our schedule and what we think about the Colts and other NFL teams. But NBA playoffs, that's our next topic, is going to be happening, obviously, tonight. 1 second. Actually, I do not know. My phone is acting up. No, there will be no NBA games tonight. Wow, that is interesting. So, last night, the 76ers took on the Heat. Now, the Heat are up 2-0 on the 76ers. And the Mavericks and the Suns played a game as well. And now the Heat won versus the 76ers 119-103. And another disappointing night for James Harden, as he's kind of, we've been talking about his demise really all week during the show, is that he has not played well. 20 points, he shot 16 times. The end of James Harden is now, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just put it out there. He's still a great player, but he is not a star anymore. And I think we're going to have to accept that. And it just, we're going to start seeing a lot of these players that everyone grew, I mean, my generation grew up on. Obviously, everyone's not the same, but at least this current past generation, the 2000s, 2010s, those guys are going to start going a little bit slower. Obviously, LeBron, I don't know. But everyone else, it's over for James Harden. I think his career is going to go on a sleep default. We know how he trains in the offseason. He does not train hard. He's lazy. I mean, it's just the end of James Harden. It's coming. Let's just put it out there. But the other game that happened last night was the Suns taking on the Mavericks. And the Mavericks had a two-point lead going into halftime. But the Suns pulled it out, 129-109. Just an incredible second half for Chris Paul, having 20 points in the third and fourth quarters. Chris Paul dooming it all for the Suns, and the Suns now go up 2-0 versus the Dallas Mavericks. And a funny statistic here, the Suns are 53-0 and leading at the end of the third quarter. That is crazy. No team has came back on them in the fourth quarter. So if they're leading in the third, they're going to win, at least so far this season. But last night, not last night, the night, but prior to that, Tuesday, they did not play Wednesday, but Tuesday, two games happened. The Celtics took on the Bucks, and the Celtics won in blowout fashion. They got one back on the Bucks. Now they're going now. Excuse me, I cannot speak, but now they're going to Milwaukee. Series tied 1-1. It's a must-win now for the Bucks. You have to win at home unless you want to give the Celtics an advantage. And then you look at the other game that happened, the Grizzlies and the Warriors. The Warriors obviously won game one. The Grizzlies came out and they played well game two, and they won. They beat the Warriors. That's going back to it's not Oracle Arena anymore. I forget what it's called. But they're now going back to Golden State to play game three, and it's the same position as the game before it. So it's just kind of funny. The nights that happened, because now these teams are kind of going back and forth with each other. We have 1-1 tie series whenever they play, the Warriors, Grizzlies, Bucks, Celtics. And then we have the Heat, 76ers, Suns, Mavericks, and they're both 2-0. So that's going to be interesting, to say the least. But tomorrow night, the Suns and the Mavericks play, and the Heat and the 76ers play. And then tomorrow night, yes, that will be Friday night. And then Saturday, the Celtics and the Bucks and the Grizzlies and the Warriors. And then the Suns and the Mavericks and the Heat and the 76ers will look to close it out, as that will be game four. So if they can win game three, game four, and that will be it. So both the one seeds, let's say the Heat and the 76ers, the Heat and the Suns will win. Both one seeds will have swept their round two opponents and advance to the Eastern Conference and Western Conference Finals. NBA playoffs is coming to an end, we could say, but we still have lots of good games coming and lots of good series. And the real question is, out of those four teams, who has the best shot to win a title? And I cannot shy away from the Bucks, but they don't have Chris Middleton anymore. I'm going to say the Phoenix Suns are still my favorite. They had a struggle. They struggled a little bit versus the Pelicans, but now I think they're back where they're at. Chris Paul's playing well once again. Devin Booker back in the fold after missing a few games versus the Pelicans. He had a really good play last night. Devin Booker's doing Devin Booker things. And I think that Suns team, they lost last year. They went up 2-0. They lost. Booker last night had 30, by the way. But they lost to the Bucks last season. I think they're out for revenge. Chris Paul, hopefully, he'll finally get his must-deserve championship, as he has been battling for that championship forever on multiple teams. And it's going to be interesting to see who's going to win it. But that's going to round up the NBA section of the show. And there's an announcement, as we've been talking a little bit about IndyCar on the show for a good amount of time. So today, and one big talking point is usually John Easter talks about, who joins us almost every show, talks about how the Indianapolis 500 only had 32 cars official for the 106 running of the Indianapolis 500. But it's now official today that Stefan Wilson will be the 33rd car in the lineup for the Indianapolis 500, keeping the history at 33. And it is official, as it's kind of been rumored that he was the guy to be the 33rd car for probably the past 3 to 4 weeks. But it's now official. So that will be most likely it. It's not impossible for another car to join. It would have to be a Honda, as Chevy does not have any more cars. So a 34th car could be possible, but it's slim to none, which would be 5% to 0% likely to happen. But that's really all we have today. Slow day currently in the world of sports. But I know we're going to have lots to talk about NBA playoffs on Tuesday. Maybe something will happen with the NFL. We will see lots more free agents to sign. Oh, yeah, the Saints signing Tyrann Mathieu. I forgot to touch on that. Tyrann Mathieu, a guy who was linked to the Colts. The Colts fans wanted him here. They got Gilmore. The Saints, he goes home in Louisiana to play for the Saints. So Tyrann Mathieu going to be a Saint, and that's really all we got. I'm probably missing something, but it'll probably get to me after the show. So I guess I'll talk about it this Tuesday. But join us once again this Tuesday at 1:15, and then we'll keep this train rolling for the rest of the school year. And then the sports spotlight will end, and then pick back up with new host Owen Pooley next year. So it's going to be a good one. Next season of the show, you could say year two of the show next year. And but make sure to listen all day tomorrow, starting at 8 a.m. to midnight for the WBDG 56 Marathon, May 6th and 7th, going 8 to 12. I'm going to be there at some points as well. I think I'm going to come in around noon. Usually when I leave here, 2:30, and then come back at 4 to midnight. So I'm going to be here all day, basically Friday afternoon. So if you like me, you can hear me. But yeah, it's basically going to be it. Tune into the WBDG 56 Marathon tomorrow. And it's going to be going 8 to midnight tomorrow. And request lines, prizes, and more. Make sure to tune in. We'll see you then, and we'll see you next Tuesday for the Sports Spot.